are reading the parasha of Akev. Very important parasha. Moshe Rabbeinu's last words to Klal Yisrael, Kotei Devarim. So he was giving a message, but he was also giving chizik and putting Klal Yisrael in the proper mind frame for going on throughout history. So there's a difference between Eschanan, and Akev. Eschanan is the parasha of Amunah. Amunah means we're basing our beliefs on certain revelations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. That's why in this Eschanan we have a Seves HaDibros, and which is the basis of everything. We all heard in unison in the entire Klal Yisrael, the Ruach HaKadosh Nevuah, the voice of Hashem coming out and giving us clear instructions. He is interacting with us. Yes, it's through his rotzen. That's a schanan. Then you have the parasha of Shema Yisrael, Shem Lekinesh Hamechon. It's also the parasha of the basic beliefs that there's one God. That's what the Jewish religion is all about. One God. The amazing thing, the Rambam, the new Rambam they have, the old ones, they took it out. The end of this is Malachim, right? That there's a special Ashkocha of the spreading of the religion of Christianity and Muslim, which for many of you think of it as a chiddush, these are accepted so much. And we've learned it had a little help there. With the sword definitely helped most of the Arab countries accept that religion. That's just their lives and die. But Al-Kokonim, after everything said and done, they were both very successful in spreading their beliefs to hundreds of millions of people all over the world. And some things are totally absurd. We're not going to get involved in other religions today. But he says that this is Hashkoch from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to prepare the world for the final revelation of Mashiach. Because the Avodah Zarah mind frame was, at least the way the level it reached at these periods of history, was that there's infinite amount of God. We have a God for this, God for that. The idea of a central God, a central craft running the world, or something so far into the world. He says to prepare the world for that concept, there's a one God, Hashem, Bashkofa, let these religions develop. But both of them, one more than the other, but the general idea is that there is a central authority in the world, whether it's one or three or however they look at it. It's very different than the stamp that everybody's up. Each one incorporated a little bit of somebody's own to themselves, whatever they did. It doesn't make a difference, but a mic is closer to us. And that's the idea of Yiddishkeit and the MS of the world. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That is Amunah, that we believe. There's only one force, one person, one kriya, one being in charge of everything in the world. And success is life, and this life is being in a good nature, good looking, good outlook, the relation with this one God, and Father Shalom, another way around. That's Eschanan. Basic belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, everything is under his dominion, and that he interacts with us, and he is the Torah Mitzvah. Akev is the parasha of Yitochan. Yitochan is taking those ideas and transforming them into the practice, the way we address life, the way we look at situations in life, the way we look at ourselves. And that is the message which Hashem is saying in this week's parasha again and again. That number one is, which we said so even previously, that stay with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't go with that word. We talk obviously in the past, the well it means. If I realize that I'm in the hands of Hashem, he's taking care of me, why should I turn to other forces? Not necessary. Even though everyone's telling me, why do you work faster, work better? You have to work faster, work better, because they're better spoken. Yet then, some of the people in life make such serious mistakes in their lives because the entire contingency says, you just have to do this because you're not going to survive without it. And they have to do it to something which is against the rest of Hashem, and that causes them to fall, destroys their lives. But if with Hashem, sometimes it goes quicker, sometimes it goes slower. And I've seen this so many times, the people that went to Yashas, they could have cut corners, they could have cheated him, but even cheated the guy who cheated them. And maybe they were entertained for it. when he went with the Yashas, how he's worked out. So Hashem is telling us, first of all, how do you kill the Bibi Tovah? You can't stop you with Tech and Hashem from knowing. And by the way, this is the most important Nakuda for us to work on in our day and age, the Tovah. But a lot of people talk it, and very few people have it. One of the simple ways of testing it is, people think when things go wrong, you have to be talking. That's a tremendous mistake. If things go right, you have to be talking. And that's when they were right, you have to talk. And then when they go wrong, you'll have it. When they're right, they do not have to talk. And then we go wrong, people lose themselves. Now, present situation. So many people that were professing, oh, I'm such a bad talking. Talking. And then it came that suddenly the world is thrown in a situation of unknowns for health, unknowns about panasa, only kind of unknowns. Some people got so nervous and tense from it. What happened to even talking? If you always believe Hashem in the world, nothing changed at all. Tell it what. It was Igla Milsa. It became revealed that the Ethem, a larger part of what you call the Tovim, was your calm because you rely on the economy. You rely on the doctors, you rely on advanced science. And that's why you're calm. It's easy to say that you rely on Hashem. It's a very easy way to say and to test yourself who you really rely on. It's just taking away. The economy is unsure or even taking away. Come on, it's not many people go to Panos. Or the health situation is unclear. They suddenly panic. They get nervous about it. So I do extreme things, lock myself up more than is necessary. Or maybe myself, or lock my kids up more than is necessary. All kinds of different things. Come on, you have to do the right standards, but after everything is done, it's a peace of mind, and not doing more than is necessary, not less than is necessary. If I was always doing Hashem, so nothing changed. It's just the physical act that I'm doing are different. The mind dream is just as peaceful as it was before. Come on, this is Madrigas, but you have to know that the situations that are trying are not the times we need it to talk about. It's times we can see if we have it or not. Some of us, it's never too late, but it always builds it up. Now, the building blocks to be talking are past experiences. If Hashem has no trans record, don't have to talk on him. Why have to talk? I woke up to him and say, rely on me. Why rely on me? But if Hashem has a good track record, then that's where we talk on comes in. That's why the Parsha starts off. How Kodesh Baruch Hu took us through the Midbar with all the breaks in. The Achilchus Amon. He gave us all, everything we need. Food. And protected us. Clothing. Supernaturally grew with us. The food we was perfect food. We didn't have to go to the bathroom. That's what Hashem said. Look at the track record. I took you out of the tribe. I protected you. I gave you the supernatural shmira. Realize that I'm with you. I'm going to take care of you in the future also. And then it warns us that when things are going well, it's a danger for losing a bitachon. Why? When things are going well, a person starts a bitachon in himself. Thinks, and so the prophet says, you're going to become hoarded and think, I forgot about Hashem, who's the one who took you out of Mitzrayim. That's when everything is from him. And he took you to Midbar and protected you from all the dangerous creatures and gave you the mud. He's all super mad at me. You're going to say, I'm the wise person. You remember. Remember Hashem, He is the one who gives you koyach. Targum translates that as He gives you He puts in your mind decisions to make your panasa and to make your wealth. It's not even yours. When a person makes a good business decision, something Hashem put in his mind because Hashem wants to have money. So be a least intelligent person, makes the right decision, and the most intelligent person or people that make the wrong decision. It's not them at all. Now, it's a commonly thing. You see somebody that's successful becomes very hoardy, you think he's the smartest person in the world. And Chas v'Shalom, if he loses his money, suddenly all the stuff disappears. That's what Hashem is saying. realize, look at the past experiences. This is something that I'm looking for all of us to do in our lives. Look at those past experiences. We're all alive here, whether we're 20 years old or 80 years old. We went through so much, and we always pulled through because we were with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Hashem saying. Just look back at what I've done to you. Look back at Jewish history, and we look back even our own personal lives. And if you really pay attention to it, there's nothing to be afraid of. You have to do what's right. Yes? Don't be mad at yourself. Don't endanger yourself. That's the proper status. It's all in Hashem's hands. It's not even my, like I was saying, who knows him about correct love as well? He does everything. You just have to make promotions.
Yeah.
And then that's what my Hashem is saying. Don't be afraid of the evolutions that are in front of you. Now here, you know, you're giving them all the different things that damage or take away the result. And one is the fear of the powerful nation. Another thing is, the other way around. The Yisrael tells us, you're such a big tzaddik, you don't have to worry about anything. Because the Azani Hashem Reshet, that's also not the Zedek. To think you're too big of a tzaddik, the Rambam says, the person thinks he's such a tzaddik, he doesn't have to do tshuva, then he should do tshuva on that. That itself is not very. Don't be the perfect tzaddik. But we're all living because of Hashem. Under us. So that's the greatness of Hashem. Don't have to tell us what we deserve now. And he reminds us of the different avedas we did. We did the Chet HaEgel. What do you make? You think you're tzaddik? Yes, you're tzaddik. Even so, after you listen to all the different manim and yisim Hashem, you didn't have to have been constantly developing because he's vocal. This is another factor of the Tzadik. But what is track record have for the Shlomo cares about us so much and never let us down? And number two is, if I think I'm a big Tzadik, then first of all, it's not a proper thing because I'm not as big a Tzadik as I think. And I have a big Tzadik, I'm doing what it is, and it don't deserve anything from Hashem. Number two, is to realize how the struggle kept us going, even all the times we rebelled against him. Hashem is talking to Israel, so he's still around. I'm with you. So, you come more. But then, always have that peace of mind that sometimes the Israel says, oh, that's for something, and that's why Hashem is more kind of bad. Not true. Hashem is just going to sometimes that we have hardships. It's not because Hashem is angry at us, throwing us away. That's because we run away from Hashem, and so he holds back. So that's the way to bring us back. So we think about that Hashem has both the track record of constantly taking care of us, the second track record of even when we shouldn't. Hashem continued giving us so much good in the middle that was impossible to get us. And they brought us to heaven, so I was full of gosh. Tell you the path of Christ, the beauty of their control, the delicious taste of their control, how they were supposed to be cool. And then we have the Hayim Shabaya, which is also a gift to this. He told us, if you do the mitzvahs, and other heaven, starting with Tao Tachem, I give everything this world, because now in the world become. That's a natural cause and effect. The bottom of the line is, Hashem Shoyim when you're king of the year. That's all we have to do. Increase our year Shemayim, increase our feeling, constant interaction with our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Let it affect our behavior. Let it affect our mind frame. The only way it will affect our behavior and our mind frame if it's something real, not something religious. Yeah, you gotta believe in it. No, not because I have to believe in it. Maybe I'm also doing it because I have to do it, but I'm doing it because I see it with my own eyes. I see Hashem's Abba for me. I see Hashem's Rachman on me in Christ over history. Even if I have trying times, I know what's going to be, I do not know what will be in the future. Just look back. Just read the parasha again. Let's see. That's what it tells me. Shviyot Zeicha. Feel, take advantage of the present situation of the world. To make Bitochen real. Mekayim, Mitzvah Tochen, Tochen of Yir Shemayim, Amos Hashem, and we'll have a pleasant life in this world and world to come. Special shmir from the Kodesh Baruch Hu for those who are waiting for the Shmoy Be'emes. I want you to have a wonderful Shabbos.